Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf Shir Sponsor Loinish Ba'asam B'yak Shom Le'abba Sitzchok. We're holding in Makis Daf Tezvov. And begin with Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings. The Rabbi B'chana said near Rabbi Yochanan, and Eloi says, say, Shekod Ma'ase Loikim Olav. If the Hesed becomes before the Lav, you get Makis. So begin with Tezvov, the Gemara asks, Omru Loi Amart? They asked him, did you say it? Omru Lo'u Loi, I did not say it. Omru Ramba, Loikim Omru, he actually did say it. Rashi says the reason he said I didn't say it, he changed his mind. So in the Shairz V'Tshuvas of the Maharal means from the Sefer Eretz Chadosha in Siman Tezvov and Tenzayin, he brings the following case. There was a woman, she didn't know what happened to her husband, she was going looking around for him. She finds some traveler that said that her husband died. So she believed him, she came home, she told her son to start saying Kaddish on the father that died. A few weeks later, another traveler comes by and he says, why is the kid doing saying Kaddish? He said, we heard that the father died. He said, that's not true. I saw the father, he's alive. So that's brought down in Siman Tezvov, and he discusses that case. In Siman Tezayin, he adds that the story goes on. Then after a while, this person who said, I saw the father alive, came and changed his mind. He said, no, I'm Choyzebi. I actually never saw the father alive. I admit that's wrong. He was not alive. So he brings that the Shoyl said, that depends what he said. If he said, I said a lie, what I said was wrong, so then he may be trusted. But if he said, I never said it, you're saying that I said that I saw the father alive, that's wrong, that's a lie, I never said such a thing. And there's Eidim that saw him say it. So then we say this person is a liar, he's Mukhash min Eidim, and I don't trust the fact that he changed his mind. So the Maharal means is no, if a person says, I never said it, doesn't mean that what he said was a lie. He says, I changed my mind. That's really the interpretation of what he's saying. And he brings it right from our Gemara. That when we're saying here that was asked, did he say it? Did he say, I never said it? Doesn't mean never said it. It means he changed his mind. By saying the words, I never said it, that's an expression of saying, I changed my mind. That's what you see from our Gemara. So the Maharal means is explaining that in our Gemara, it's not considered to be a lie. Choyzeboy is a legitimate way to be Choyzeboy. But in the Shas Chuvis Toyu Lishmo of the Ben Ish Chai and Simon Shin Samech Dalet, he brings us, they asked him, Inyan Sheker, to lie, is a lie something that person can do? Sometimes you can lie and pay Daka Shalom. So he goes throughout the entire Shas to find all the cases where he found a lie, that there was a lie and there was a reason for the lie. One of the examples that he brings is our Gemara. Now the Ben Ish Chai does not explain why was it justified to say a lie. But he clearly says that when he said, did you say it? And he said, I didn't. So that was a lie. He's changing his mind, but to say to be a lie, it's a lie that you could say. It's one of the list of the lies that one could say. He just doesn't explain why. So that's not l'chur like the Maharal means. Ravun Margolios, in his Sefer Nitzoy Tzior, an Eruvin Daf Yudal Amud Beis, he explains that the reason why he was able to lie and said never said it, because it depends on who was asked. Who was asked, did he say it or not? So he explains in the Gemara that the one who was asked was Rabbi Bachan. Rabbi Bachan was quoting Rabbi Yochanan. He said the name Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said this Shmuel comes came to Anshe Beis Hamedrash and asked Rabbi Bachan, did you say it? I mean, did you say it in the name of Yochanan and you agree with it? So he said, no. What I mean? No, nothing never said it. No, that means I did say it in the name of Yochanan, but I never agreed to it. I mean, usually, says Ruben Margolios, when someone quotes somebody else, you assume he agrees with that halacha. When he says, I did not say it, he means even though I quoted him, doesn't mean I agree with him. So if you look at the Ritva over here in the Sugyo, the Ritva is Mami, that's really a machlekes between Rashi and the Rabbeisa of the Ritva. He says that by Rashi, the way Rashi explained the sugyo, they asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, did you say it? And he said, I didn't. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak of the Ritva, they didn't ask Rabbi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Bachana. And Rabbi Bachana said, I didn't say it. Says the Oroch Laner, L'chur Arayu to Rabbi Yitzchak of the Ritva. Because according to Rashi, why did Rabbi Yochanan lie? So seemingly, this discussion on the Maharal means against the Toyo Lishmo and Reuven Margolios will depend on this Machlekes. The Maharal means will explain like Rashi that they asked Rabbi Yochanan. How Rabbi Yochanan said, I didn't say it, says the Maharal means, it's not a lie. Changing your mind, one way to express a change of mind to say I never said it. But according to the Torah Lishma and Reuven Margolius, it wasn't asked to Rabbi Yochanan, it was asked to Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana said, I didn't say it, which he means to say, I'm not agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, my Rebbe who said it. Because it's just saying, I didn't say it, it is considered to be a lie. So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan said it, it has to be Rabbi Chana. So it comes in a very nice cheshbon over here in the pshat of the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshov email list to Hotzgo, please email shomachshov@gmail.com.